Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEN, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Bethea, B-E-T-H-E-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Bethea as described in my report of 9-16-17. PHA is now a 64-year-old woman who again reports she injured her right knee at work on 11-18-13. PHA was cleaning bathrooms at work and injured her right more than her left knee. Period. She went on for treatment, including knee replacement, on three occasions. Period. She continues to receive medications and rehab through Dr. Hartzband, H-A-R-T-Z-B-A-N-D. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 3-9-18 and then reopened her claim. Period. She was seen by Dr. Hartzband on 1-9-20. Period. She was in her usual state of health following complex right knee revision until she fell about 2 to 3 weeks ago walking down a curb. The right knee buckled and she went down. She was able to get up, but has increased pain and swelling. Period exam revealed trace effusion, but minimal warmth and no erythema. Period motion was from full active extension to 125 degrees of flexion. Period x-ray showed the implants were well positioned and well fixed. Period there was no wear, comma, lysis, comma, or loosening. Period he thought she had just bruised herself. Period, he gave her a home exercise program. Period, she was only taking Cymbalta for her knees, so he prescribed her Flector patches. Period, he commended her on losing some weight and encouraged her to continue to do so. Period, she returned on 2/27/20. And was placed on Celebrex. Period, she had recovered from her fall. Period. However, on 6/16/20, she reported stopping Celebrex due to some hair loss. Period. Since discontinuing it, her hair loss has stopped. Period, she had been using Flector patches, but he was going to place her on Pennsaid liquid, which is stronger. Period. On 9/21/21, she returned, status post, complex revision right total knee arthroplasty he performed in 2015. Period, she has developed progressive sensation of instability with buckling of the right knee as well as diffuse knee discomfort. There was a small effusion, but no warmth. Period. Implants were well positioned and well fixed without wear, lysis, or loosening. Pretty recommended formal physical therapy for 6 weeks and placed her on Celebrex. Period. She was already using a knee brace and could continue to do so. Period. She returned on 9/28/21 with blood work. Period. Her CRP was within normal limits and her sedimentation rate was mildly elevated at 43. Period. She was going to return for knee aspiration. Period. On 11/9/21. He repeated aspiration that was completely negative with respect to any evidence of infection. Period. Dr. Hartzband monitored her progress over the next several months. Period. On 10/19/21, the exam continued to be relatively benign other than the diffuse tenderness to palpation. Period. She 12/122 and was referred for physical therapy and a new replacement knee sleeve. Period. On 3/25/22, she underwent a bone scan that was negative for first two phases, therefore infection was unlikely. There's a right knee replacement with mild to moderate periprosthetic uptake on delayed slash third phase of bone scan that was non-specific. The radiologist recommended x-rays of both knees for correlation. Period. On 10/3/22, she was seen at physical therapy. Period. Dr. Hartsband continued to monitor her progress with subjective complaints primarily. Period. On 11/8/22, he offered her aquatic therapy. Period. She currently, unfortunately, had to stop therapy prematurely due to an upper respiratory infection and COVID. Period. He wanted her to continue with physical therapy and medications. Period. As of the last visit, on 7/25/23, period, she had been on her feet a lot more than usual since her nephew passed in a terrible trucking accident. Period, she did get significant relief from the lidocaine patches and, in fact, mistakenly stopped her Cymbalta subsequent to that, subsequent to which she has more discomfort. Period, the knee exam was completely benign other than being hypersensitive all about the knee. There was no evidence of infection or injury or damage to the knee revision replacement. She continued her on Cymbalta and Celebrex. At her own expense, she was joining a water therapy center. He opined that probably she will permanently be restricted to a 30-hour work week at her job. Physical exam. General appearance, she was wearing a right knee sleeve that she purchased from a TV infomercial. This was removed once gait maneuvers for gait assessment was completed. Paired extremities lower, inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring above the right knee consistent with arthroplasty. Paired motion was from 0 to 105 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Paired parentheses, this suggests some limited volitional behavior. Close parentheses. Much of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired, there was global tenderness palpation about the right knee, but there was none on the left. Paired modified provocative knee maneuvers were negative. Paired thoracic normal lumbosacral. She ambulated with an intelligent gait on the right without an assist device. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 60 degrees. Period. She was tentative palpation along the waistline along the right, but there was otherwise no palpable spasm or tenderness. She did have a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from the beginning of my impressions section of the prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Period. She returned to Dr. Hartsband on 1/9/20, who had previously performed arthroplasty with revision surgeries. Period. He continued to treat her expectantly with medications and physical therapy. She did have a bone scan on 3/25/22 to be inserted here. Period. Ongoing care was rendered by Dr. Hartsband through at least 7/25/23. Period. New paragraph coming exam found there to be decreased range of motion about both knees, more pronounced on the right than the left. Period. Previously on the right, it was 0 to 120 degrees, and on the left from 0 to 125 degrees. Period. She had global tenderness, palpation about the right knee. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She ambulated with an antalgic gait on the right. Period. In the paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as previously described and will be inserted here. And that is the end.